WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning. 7:37, it's Brackets Hunter.
He's good. My healthy.
Good to be 7:37. Let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. Don't forget to get some great food from Joey C's Pizzeria, all right? They're still serving us. You can do delivery on that. Hit them up on all the major food delivering things. They got pizza, pasta, subs. They also do carry out. They want to make sure you got some great food. Even though we're on lockdown, they want to make sure that you're taken care of. Plus, not to mention, it's a great time to buy gift cards from places like Joey C's Pizzeria. Support our local businesses, and they would love that. Then you can treat yourself when this is all said and done. So there you go. Go see them. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
It's so dumb. Your topic for today, besides binge-watching TV, what's something else you're doing while you've been stuck at home? What have you been doing, Hunter, besides just watching TV, you bum?
Not much here, Brock. No, you know what? I decided if I come out of this quarantine without a clean laundry room, I'm a real piece of trash. Got a yes, lot of time, Brock.
It's a good time to start maybe some projects around the house, you know, mm-hmm. that you've been putting off.
I got a shed that's full of shed things that aren't really organized, and I think we got a couple nice days coming up, don't we? Maybe that'd be a good time to clean that up.
You need to, yeah. Your shed has been. You should make that thing so streamlined that should be perfectly mm-hmm. set up by the end of all this.
I like it.
Don't blow it. Okay.
What are you gonna do? You got something with your pop up camper? You gonna do?
No, I don't have. We got the new camper back at home. So, but mm-hmm. there's nothing really I need to work on in there, other than maybe just giving it a clean. But I've been reading more. I've made myself really sit down and read. I've just because it's hard to find time, or at least you make the excuse like, well, I'll read later. Sunday, I read for probably like 2 hours. My dad sent me a bunch of the Smoke Jensen books, which are great, just old Western books and everything. So I got them in order. So I'm gonna start whacking through those, man. Just flipping through those. So
you're doing it because you're so smart.
I'm so smart. I can read top to bottom, left to right, group words together to make sentences.
I was gonna say books on tape because you do books on tape when you're on the road. What are you cheating at home?
What? No, I'm actually reading. I thought all about right. you know because I do have some books on tape, but I've gone through those. So no, I'm actually reading. But yeah, if I was driving, I'd be listening to them. You know, so yeah, I'm just sitting in my recliner with the books on tape going right there. I love it.
See, I'm not a puss, man. I read while I drive.
No, you're that guy. You're that guy. What traffic?
It's nose in a book.
Yeah, it's a lot of traffic. We're in a traffic jam. I'm going to read a few chapters. 925 WIRX 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What are you doing besides just binge watching TV while you're stuck at home? We got some great answers on Facebook. We'll get to those and take your calls in just a few. Stick around.
Rocks.
Good morning. 7:40. Sam. It's Brock.
Yeah,
no, wake up! Wake up! Wonder if more people are sleeping in now, or they're still getting at it. I don't know.
I think it's gonna go back to like in high school or college when you'd sleep until 1 o'clock.
Oh God, dude! Numerous times, you just sleep all day. It's just nuts.
I remember times waking up and thinking, "Oh my God, I got like 3 hours of daylight. I got to get some stuff done here."
I've wasted the whole day. I slept for 26 hours. Let's get to it. Your Joey C's Pizzeria. Besides binge-watching TV, what's something else you're doing while stuck at home? Alicia said she's painting. She's got one bedroom done. Another one started. Dining room also started. Going to do some spring cleaning. Yeah.
That's the crappy type of painting. I thought she was painting pictures like Bob Ross.
Oh, nice. Maybe. Maybe, you know. You start painting with the room and then just, you do that.
You know.
Oh, I hate painting.
Wall just takes too much time.
I do. I hate painting. I absolutely hate it. We were just doing it in the basement, and it just sucks. It sucks. Let's see. Celeste said working, painting, eating way too much, power washing, cleaning, yard work, and she's going to school online. Ooh, ooh, it's a lot. Slow down.
Got 3 weeks of this stuff, man.
Well, some people just got to keep themselves busy, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Confined to a small spot, you got to figure it out.
See, I can kind of do it. Like, I can't do it all the time, but I can also do days where I straight up office space it, where I literally do nothing, and it was everything I imagined it would be, you know? You can't feel bad about that sometimes. It's okay from time to time. From time to time. Let's see. We also got TJ. TJ said he's been listening to vinyl. Nice. Dusting off the old vinyl collection, man. Getting the records out. Let's see. Tony.
You got a bunch of old vinyl, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I've slimmed it down a little bit. I've gotten rid of some other ones, but I got a decent collection of vinyl that I bust out every now and again. So it's a lot of work, though. It's a lot of work. As much as I like vinyls and I think it's got a great sound, it's a lot of work to put the vinyl out as opposed to just going, hey, Alexa, play this, or just turning on the radio. Let's see. Tony said, learning to be ambidextrous. Wink, wink. You know what, Tony? This is a family show. It's a family show. We don't need to hear about you doing the stranger, all right?
See, what you do is you sit on your left hand while you're doing...
This green and yellow Hummer.
Good morning. 7:57. Boy, we've been hitting those sevens like clockwork today, man.
There you go. There you go.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What is something else you're doing besides binge-watching TV now that you're stuck at home? And we're going to be stuck for a while.
For
what do you got?
Get on YouTube, learn a couple magic tricks.
Hey, there you go. That'd be a good thing to learn. And then you can be that guy that does magic tricks.
Hey, you got a second, bro?
You know, I know a trick.
Let me show you something.
Let's see. April said playing video games with my kid. That's nice. There you go. Mm-hmm. Getting it done. Sam, son of Sam, said keeping my pump hand strong. I'm not even going to dig into that one, Sam. Come on, no.
His what hand?
His pump hand.
Pump hand? Like pump
it up. Like I think so. I think that's what he meant. Of course. Of course that's what he meant. Let's see. Sherry said so much cleaning. Jeremy said playing my bass and writing some music. Nice. There you go. I like that. Let's see. Brian said talking to your mom and getting recipes. Damn it, Brian. Damn it, man.
Got plenty of time.
Son of a bitch. Let's see. Chad said he's.
We never talk about Brian's mom.
Yeah, I do quite a bit.
Yeah, that's true.
Off air, just to you though, so it doesn't have any effect. Let's see. Chad said playing pool. John said staring into the abyss.
Into the sun.
Just staring into nothingness. Joshua said compulsive weed smoking. There you go. Heather said getting freaky. She didn't say with who. I don't know with herself or with someone else, you know. Jeff said he's working. Big Papa Jay said the honey-do list. A lot of people are getting that honey-do list started. You can get a good chunk of it done. Doesn't your wife have a list for you to do, Hunter?
Kind of. Yeah. I think the laundry room's probably on that list, but I've already been in quarantine for, 2 weeks?
And you haven't gotten anything done?
No, there hasn't been a piece of clothing moved for that long. You know?
You're going to wait till the last day of this quarantine to get any of your stuff to be, oh, God, I got to get this done.
You know, I learned it back in high school. It's just how you do your homework, man. Yeah. The hour before, you got to turn it in. But, you know.
That'll be fine. You'll get it done the last day, and we'll be so proud of you. We'll be so proud of you. You're such a bum. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back.